445 in our hymnals. We can sing that together. Page 445 in our hymnals. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would live out your life within each and every one of us this day, O God. That as we gather together, Lord, and we seek your face, Lord, that we would just be open to your leading, open to what you have for us, O God. I pray that each and every one of us would be present in this service together, Lord. That we would be a medium of you, O Lord Jesus, a channel of the Holy Spirit, God. Perhaps you put on our hearts a word to share, perhaps a prayer to pray, perhaps a song to sing, God. But I pray that we would be free and that we would be open to your call, O Lord Jesus. Help us, O God, in these moments that we have together, Lord, to be willing and able to be used by you. In your name we pray. Amen. Maybe you'd also like to sing, Bring Your Empty Earthen Vessels. 125. We can sing in our hymnal as well. 125. And let's be free this morning to share what the Lord has been doing, to speak what the Lord has placed on our hearts. Let's all be empty vessels, able and ready to be used by him. Let's sing together. 125.
Are you looking for the fullness of the blessing of the Lord in your heart and life today? Claim the promise of your Father, come according to his word in the blessed old time way. He will fill your heart today to overflowing as the Lord commandeth you. Bring your vessels, not a few. Precious blood, come ye needy one and all, and in human consecration wait before the throne of God till the Holy Ghost shall fall. He will fill your heart today to overflowing as the Lord commandeth you. Bring your vessels, not a few.
Came into
is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to His name.
While Brother Gavin was speaking, I was thinking of a line from a song that we like to sing. But as he was sitting there, you know what happened? His chains fell off and his heart was free. You know what song that's from? Amazing Love. My chains fell off and my heart was free. You know, that's where a lot of people finish the song. Their chains are gone. Their heart's free. Praise God. That's a good place to be. But the song doesn't end there, and neither should your Christian life. You know what it says next? I rose, went forth, and followed thee. Have you risen after he's freed you? And have you followed after his call? Well, I'm thankful that Brother Gavin did, and that he is able to help Brother Tom. I think Brother Tom could still probably climb up on roofs, but I'm sure he's glad that Brother Gavin's able to do it as well. But amazing love, how can it be? I think all of us have experienced that amazing love that God has shown to us this morning. And in response, let's rise and let's follow after him. Maybe you'd like to sing that together. It's page 60 in the white book. Page 60 in the white book. We can sing that together. And let's continue. I've enjoyed these testimonies. And if the Lord still has something for you to say, still feel free after we sing this. So let's sing together. 60 in the white book.
That's all.
sing these last two verses. I don't know what your favorite song is. This is one of my favorites for a couple of different reasons. I really enjoy the melody in this song. I like the chords in it, but it can be a little difficult to sing. Da 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 da. It moves around a lot. And so sometimes as a result of that, you miss what the words are saying. Maybe that's just me. Maybe it's not you. But I'd like to steal a page out of Brother John Schulteis's book. And he often has at camp, maybe you've experienced this, but he often has people do what? Do you know? He has us read the verses together. And so maybe we can read, all the verses are good, but I really like these last two verses especially. So maybe we can read these last two verses. We'll sing them as well, don't worry. But let's read together. Verse 4. Long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thine eye diffused a quickening ray. I woke, the dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. We can read that fifth verse as well. No condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in him is mine. Alive in him, my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. Bold I approach the eternal throne and claim the crown through Christ my own. Amen. I'll steal another page out of someone's book. One time when I was on staff, I was one of my earlier years on staff, I was still in the kitchen. That didn't last long for me. Nobody wanted that. but I did it for 1 or 2 years. And Brother Eddie was here as the minister. And we were singing this song, and we came up to these last two verses, and he told us that whenever we feel appropriate, whenever we feel as though the Lord is speaking to us, we should stand. Whichever part of these verses speak to us, we should just stand during that part. And it was interesting to see everyone stand at different points of the song, different points that God has emphasized to them. And so maybe we can do that together this morning. That as we sing this and as the Lord is speaking to you, maybe you just feel led to stand at a certain part of it. It could be where it says to stand and follow, or it could be a different part, whichever the Lord is putting on your heart. And so let's do that together. Maybe it's the fourth verse, maybe it's the fifth verse. If it's the fifth verse, you might be one of the last few sitting, but that's okay. Don't feel peer pressure to stand when someone else stands, all right? And so let's sing these last two verses. I'll sit, all right, so you can see when I stand as well. Let's sing these last two verses. Long by
Alleluia. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, wonderful Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Alleluia. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Alleluia. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say, my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. I'm living now for Jesus. I'm happy night and day because my sins are gone. My soul is filled with music. I know my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Alleluia, alleluia. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Alleluia. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, O Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. Thank you, Lord. Such wondrous love, such love. Such wondrous love that God should love a sinner such as I. How wonderful is love like this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Let's just continue to let the Lord work in us. Hallelujah.
Oh,
and rest.
Amen. Well, we want to pray together this morning for our churches back at home. We want to pray that the Lord would work in our home churches, and that even though you're not there, we want to pray that God would still use those who are there and still work in those who are there. And so let's look to the Lord. We can pray for the ministers who are left at home, those who are perhaps serving in your stead. Just ask the Lord to lift them up and help them this morning. And so let's look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity that we have to be here. But Lord, we pray for those who are at home, at church, Lord. We pray that you would bless them and help them, God. You see those who are perhaps stepping into different roles of leadership this morning, God. We pray that you would help them, that you would give them an anointing and a special blessing of your spirit, God, in service today, Lord, that they would be empty vessels waiting to be filled and used by the Master in your hands. Lord, we pray for our ministers back at home, Lord, that you would strengthen them and help them, Lord Jesus. Cause them to be encouraged this morning, oh God, by the evident fruit, perhaps, that they can see. Lord, we pray for our time together here this morning, that you would speak to us, O God. Lord, we thank you for the wonderful presence of Jesus that we've already enjoyed. And God, I pray that you would just continue to have that presence rest upon us this morning, Lord Jesus. That as we look to your word, God, as we hear what you have for us, Lord Jesus, that you would just open our hearts, open our understanding, that we might receive directly from heaven. We ask these things for your name's sake and glory. Amen.